This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Starting career and vocational programs are facing tougher regulations that were years in the making. The new so-called gainful employment rule is meant to crack down on programs that load students up with debt for courses that don't really lead to decent jobs. The rules especially target for-profit colleges, which often make close to 90% of their revenue from taxpayer dollars. From the Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
A program could become ineligible for federal student aid if typical graduates have to spend more than 20% of their discretionary income paying off their loans, or more than 8% of their total income. Pauline Abernathy is with the Institute for College Access and Success.
It's designed to ensure that taxpayer dollars don't fund career education programs that consistently leave students with debts they can't repay.
In anticipation of the new rules, Abernathy says some colleges have already cut failing programs, reduced tuition, and improved job placement. Robert Kelchin is an education professor at Seton Hall University. He expects some schools to raise admission standards.
If a student can barely get through the program and doesn't seem to be a good bet to get employment, that's the kind of person that the college might want to discourage enrolling.
Failing programs will have a chance to improve before the money gets cut off. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.